Neither, Mr. Speaker, must we rush to destabilize the situation, as the Prime Minister has done by pressing for these sanctions, for the removal of these sanctions. It is the demand worldwide that sanctions stay until the pillars of apartheid are removed. To remove sanctions now would be the height of irresponsibility. It would strengthen the hand of the South African government against the mass of the people who have already given so much to reach this position and who are already at a disadvantage in any future negotiations. Mr. Deputy Speaker, if the British government really wants to see a way forward, it should be attempting to ensure parity in the capability of both sides to negotiate. It seems that the Prime Minister wishes to see the mass democratic movement going naked into the negotiating chamber. Mr. Deputy Speaker, Mr. Mandela and the mass democratic movement are already at a gross disadvantage. They do not have the backing of a vast army of civil servants and all the paraphernalia of diplomacy which the South African government clearly has. They have few resources. Their key personnel are scattered throughout the world, subsisting in impoverished exile communities. The government should therefore, our government this is, should therefore compare its attitude to the South African situation with its attitude to the restoration of democracy in Eastern Europe. There it has given some £25 million to assist the process of democracy. The government should therefore come to this House with similar proposals for funding the democratic forces in South Africa. Britain has done enough damage in South Africa. Let it now be bold and positive, and let us put our money behind all that we have mouthed about supporting the oppressed people in South Africa. Mr. Deputy Speaker, the soundest investment we can make is to ensure that when there are future negotiations, those people are properly prepared to play their full part.